Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ramus Communications on this Monday, November the 18th, 2019. And this is Tony McGinley here in West Grove, Pennsylvania, bringing you the Novena Prayer Program in honor of Our Lady of Fatima, followed by the Family Rosary Program. First, our Novena Prayer. O Most Holy Virgin Mary, you came to Fatima to reveal to the three children, Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco, the graces which come from praying the Holy Rosary. Inspire us with a sincere love of this devotion, so that like the shepherd children, it is not a burdensome task, but a life-giving prayer. May our prayers and meditations on the mysteries of our redemption bring us closer to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And as always, thank you for joining us and helping to make a spiritual difference out there. And of course, you know that we're empowered by our Blessed Mother. And when at Fatima, she said that we could help save souls from hell and bring about peace in the world if we could pray the rosary every day and make sacrifices and practice the First Saturday devotion. Okay, very good. And well, yesterday was a big day for yours truly, actually the whole weekend, from the 15th through the 17th. I was fortunate enough to attend a retreat at the Malvern Retreat House in honor of our Blessed Mother. The official name of the retreat was the Knights of the Immaculata Retreat, and at the Malvern Retreat House in Malvern, Pennsylvania. And there's so many different impressions that I know I won't be able to go over all of them today, that's for sure. And in fact, I'll just do a little bit here and a little bit there and the next day, and when we have guests and all together, you'll catch on to the different things that were done there and can be done if you ever attend a retreat. It's not just one weekend. It's, you know, every weekend they have retreats just about different groups, take up the residences, the dormitories, to have their own retreat masters. And in our case, we had Father George Rutler. And I don't know if you know about him. He was he's a regular guest there on the EWTN program. And he's a philosopher and a church theologian, and he wears many titles, that's for sure. And what a sense of humor. Yeah, but it's only matched by his deep insights into philosophy and theology. It's quite an experience to be in the audience with Father George Rutler as the person doing the speaking. All right. Well, as I said, we'll talk more about that. We got Charlie DeFeo on Friday. I'm sure we'll talk about the retreat then. Charlie was not able to get to it this year, but he's been there in the past, and he's an old retreat in himself, and we'll have lots to talk about then. All right. In the meantime, we want to keep in our prayers today all the victims and families of victims of natural disasters and man-made events, such as, the shooting that took place there in Oklahoma, that's just right now in the news, at the Walmart down in Duncan, Oklahoma. We also pray for the return of peace and nonviolence to Hong Kong, and a peaceful resolution to the troubles over there. And also for Pope Francis, we pray for him and the clergy throughout the world and all the souls in purgatory and the souls in need of confession, for the end of violence in all of its forms, for the safekeeping of our families, including abortion, for the safekeeping of our families and all of our other intentions, personal and otherwise. Let's now begin the Holy Rosary while meditating on the joyful mysteries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The first joyful mystery is the Annunciation by the angel Gabriel that Mary was to become the Mother of God. And the fruit of the mystery is humility. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The second joyful mystery is the visitation by our Blessed Mother to Saint Elizabeth, the mother of Saint John the Baptist, and fruit of the mystery is love of neighbor. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Excuse me. The third joyful mystery is the birth of our Lord Jesus on Christmas Day. And fruit of the mystery is poverty in spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fourth joyful mystery is the presentation of our Lord in the temple, and fruit of the mystery is obedience. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fifth sorrowful mystery is the crucifixion of our Lord. I'm sorry, the joyful mystery is my mistake. Finding the child Jesus in the temple. And fruit of this mystery is joy in finding Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come. Before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. And let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech you, that by meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as always, everyone, thank you for being with us here again today in our efforts to make a spiritual difference. The music that we'll be playing in a few moments here is from Annie Carto's album, A Gift for Our Lady. And I'm not sure what the next number will be. It's kind of blocked. It's hard to explain, but you can't really see it. But it doesn't matter because all our songs are really, really good. Annie, of course, was our guest. I guess it was this time last week, and you can go to the archive and for last Monday and see what we're talking about. I guess that would be the 11th, you know, Veterans Day. And let's see, and then we had Carl Mulberg later in the week. We had him last Thursday, didn't we? Thursday, right. And later this week on Friday, we'll get Charlie DeFeo, who will be talking with Rose Sweet, a noted author and evangelist and healer of unhappy marriages. So look forward to that. And we will talk more about yours truly and his trip to Our Lady of, St. Joseph in the Hills. That's what the Malvern Retreat House used to be called, but it changed names, and it has a long tradition. It goes back to it's in the pamphlet here, 70 years or so. It's been around a long time. I'll get specific next time we talk about this, but boy, it was really an experience, and I just can't stop talking about Father Rutler. He really was marvelous as a retreat master, and everyone was glad to be there with him. And I even got a picture of him, too. So that will be in our next newsletter. Really proud of that. And to my amigos, whom I had breakfast and lunch and dinner yesterday, and had a good time. You guys made me laugh. You know who you are. And then there was a new guy yesterday at the table, and he didn't let anyone know his name. But boy, he was like Red Skelton, man. He was funny. I gave him my card with Ramus occasionally, and I said, "That's your homework. Check it out." And I hope you stay in touch. And if he's listening, we mean the same thing today as well. Okay, got to get going here, everybody. Annie's music continue on, and I will hang up the microphones and see about tomorrow. Tomorrow is okay, the 19th. Everything looks good. We should be okay tomorrow. And hope you can join us, okay? And we will post today's program up in the archive page shortly. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Now, don't hang up. We're going to put the music back on. Okay, there we go. Have a great
day. Thank you for listening to our Faith for the Journey series. We hope the Holy Spirit uses this recording to touch your spiritual side. In life, we strive to be in balance. We attempt to have balance in our work, diet, budget, and families. The Jesuits have always taught that we are a complicated mix of mind, body, and soul. It is crucial to have balance in those three arenas of our lives. Faith for the Journey has a goal to feed the soul through fascinating stories of people, their faith, and their journey. Be sure and log on to our website for more information. faithforthejourney.com.
Honored and privileged to have a singer, songwriter, contemplative, Annie Carto, and with us today, and she's going to share her various stories of God moments throughout her life that inspired her to write many of the songs that she has written and recorded. Annie, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chuck. Thank you for this opportunity.
And you had a quote from that you'd like to read first?
Well, Pope Benedict, we were talking about suffering in life and why that we have to suffer. And I love this quote by Pope Benedict Emeritus. He says, "It is not by sidestepping or fleeing from suffering that we are healed, but rather by our capacity for accepting it, maturing through it, and finding meaning through uniting with Christ, who suffered with infinite love." That quote has really helped me in my lifetime because I know, like many of the listeners today, we have joyful, sorrowful, glorious times in our lives. And God's weaving a beautiful painting with the dark colors of suffering and the joys. And we won't get to see that portrait until we're in heaven. But it's something quite beautiful and breathtaking.
Wow. Wow. So you look at the various happenings in your life as it's all part of, through the eyes of faith, that God is weaving your picture,
yes,
your story, your
my
life.
My story. Yeah, my story.
Well, tell me about the encounter with God's mercy 27 years ago and how that experience set you on a mission.
Well, I was raised in a beautiful Catholic family, one of eight children, and I was number four. And my dad nicknamed me Puddle Jumper at an early age because he would drop us off before Mass on his way to work in our Catholic grade school. And I would spend the time jumping puddles in front of the pastor's office, you know, anything to delay. My brothers wanted to go in at the last minute. So that name kind of stuck with me. I married the first time at a very tender age of 17, much to the dismay of my parents. And then 6 years later, I was divorced with two small boys and then remarried my present husband, but outside of the church. So my parents, as good Catholics, you can imagine, were not very happy. And then 27 years ago, as Chuck mentioned, I was quite broken. I had made many poor decisions in my life, and I was feeling like a failure. And I was really struggling. My present marriage was struggling at that time. But my parents invited me to the Ozark Mountains where they had retired. And on top of this mountain was a beautiful chapel. And behind the altar, it was all glass. And my mother said, "We've started a new devotion to the Divine Mercy." And the first thing I thought, Chuck, was, "I am not interested in another devotion." But I didn't want to say that to my mother, of course. She had these really sharp blue eyes. So I went into the chapel. She had given me the diary of St. Faustina, the Polish nun who kept a beautiful diary of Jesus' words to her. And there on the altar, I could see Jesus and the host, and I felt such a loving mercy coming from the host, bathing me, washing me tenderly, like a mother would wash her child. And wow. I almost felt like Jesus was saying, "Annie, I see all your sin and poor choices, but I'm offering you my mercy in exchange for your misery." It just seemed too good to be true. I had never felt so loved unconditionally in my whole life.
Wow, you went there reluctantly, yes. So you really didn't want to be there.
No.
But
no.
You had this feeling that God was speaking to you.
He was, and he was healing me, all my woundedness and all my poor choices. Just tears were streaming out of me. I later read that St. Jerome said there were two waters of conversion, the waters of baptism and the tears of repentance.
Oh, wow.
So those were the tears I was crying that evening. The next day I went to confession. I was still quite afraid because the priest that I was going to confession to was a family friend. He knew the history of our family. But when I walked in, I could see the Divine Mercy image on the wall, which is the image, of course, with the two rays coming from Christ's heart, signifying the waters of baptism and the blood, you know, the Eucharist. And I knew I was in the right place. And after my confession, Father just took my hands and he said, "Annie, how many people do you think are out there just like you who have lost their way? For your penance, I want you to spread this beautiful message of God's mercy the rest of your life."
And that was his penance for you.
Yes. And that was 27 years ago, and I'm trying to be faithful to that. And I would say to anyone who's struggling with forgiving themselves, or someone in your family, or someone who's hurt you, God's mercy is greater. His mercy is greater than any sin that we have. So that's the message of that time of my life. His mercy's greater.
That is a beautiful message, beautiful, and you do it so well in song. Mm-hmm. Your voice, I still say it's like the angels are singing.
Oh,
and
God.
So what song grew out of this experience?
The Lord gave me a song when I returned to my home in Indiana. It was "Divine Mercy, Flood My Soul." And that's sort of launched my music ministry at that time. It was just a beautiful encounter with the mercy of God.
So you were so moved by this experience that you went back home and you wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.